Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to Season 4's guest. Today's episode is with my dear friend, the amazing Martha Kartawi. This lady is a highly accomplished, certified life and health coach, respected spiritual mentor and life visionary. She's the owner of PIC Wellness, where she created her trauma recovery coaching program as she helps other individuals overcome their trauma journey because of her own healing that she's gone through with her journey from cult survivor to courageous warrior, which is what she shares on today's episode, as well as her new book that just launched and is already a bestseller called Glory. Let's learn more about it in today's episode of The Rock Movers now. Okay, Rock Movers, you got to hear her amazing bio, and I'm so excited to invite you to be on the show because, girl, you have a rock-moving story. So please share with us. And first off, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you for having me, Karen. I'm delighted and honored. Thank you.
Well, we are rock-moving family here, and our stories are, I know, the things that help inspire others to keep moving their rocks. So our first question that everyone also gets and that you get to share with us is, tell us what has been the biggest rock that you were carrying that you have now let go of. So tell me about the rocks in your bag.
So my biggest rock was that I was born into a religious cult and was there until 25 and experienced pretty much every kind of abuse you can imagine in that first 25 years. So my bag was full of rocks.
Wow. Holy moly. So at 25, what was the catalyst that changed all that?
So I had found my sister on the internet, a sister that had separated herself from the cult many years before, and we started communicating, and I found out she was pregnant, and that changed everything for me because I was an older sister, and I wanted to be home to be with her during her first pregnancy, and she didn't have anybody. My parents were still in the cult. Some of my siblings were still in the cult, and she was all alone, and something switched in me that just said, you have to go be with her. And that changed the whole trajectory of my life.
Wow. What courage that had to have taken to leave something that the only thing you've known.
Yes.
The only life you've known. And okay. So you grew up in this cult. What do people need to know if they hear this and they're like, okay, I went through the same thing. What would they want to know? And then if they're like, I can't even imagine what was that like, what would they want to know?
So people that have this specific shared experience are going to identify with isolation, manipulation, brainwashing, narcissism. And people that may have not had this specific experience, they're going to identify with any kind of trauma, abuse, right? I was sexually abused, physically abused, verbally abused, psychologically abused, spiritually abused, right? And so it doesn't have to be cult in order to have experienced trauma and in order to have filled your bag up with rocks, right? Because because of the cult, I had all of these labels that the cult had put on me, or that the leader had put on me, or my family had put on me, or society had put on me because of the cult, right? My bag was full of all of these rocks. And I think people identify whether they've had that shared experience or not, if they've had any kind of traumatic experience.
Gosh, yes. So the thing I love that you shared, and something that I want our listeners to really hear, is that trauma wears many clothes, many suits. And it's not on any one of us to validate or invalidate anyone else's trauma.
Yes.
Basically is what I mean to say.
Yes.
Because it's relevant to them.
Right.
And I mean, I don't think there would be anybody that would argue that what you went through was traumatic. But sometimes when we're going through things, we can look sideways at somebody and go, okay, well, what they went through is traumatic, but mine wasn't that bad.
Yep. And I say this all the time, pain is pain. And if yes. this, if one situation is the worst pain you've ever dealt with, that's the worst pain you've ever dealt with. That's your 10 until you experience something else. Right. And so I always, because of the things I have gone through, I'm able to look at somebody else and I don't compare traumas, because comparing traumas is it's pointless and worthless. Just understanding that pain is pain, whether it's big T trauma, little T trauma, trauma is trauma, pain is pain. And so I resonate deeply with other people's pain because I have so many of those experiences, right? Even past, after the cult, right? I have the shared experiences of divorce. I have shared experiences of miscarriage. I have shared experiences, of financial issues, right? Like, so it doesn't just have to be the cult experiences, but pain is pain and life is sometimes painful.
Wow. So you went through all of this, and what I know to be true about the human spirit is things that have happened to us can be for us. And so that's where I get to say, okay, these are all the rocks in my bag, and I get to move those out. And now I get to use the lessons that I learned in that rock moving process and carrying those rocks to help others move theirs. So what is your thing that you're doing with these rocks and this pattern that you have placed down with all these beautiful rocks in front of you for people to come behind you? What are you doing with this, Martha?
So I love how you just explained that, because I have, I say this a lot, but my sister a few months ago said to me, why did you get so lucky to have all the trauma? And I looked at her and I'm like, what?
Wow.
And she said, no, Martha, like God knew that you would do the work to heal yourself from these traumas so that you would help other people.
Ooh.
And that was a mic drop moment for me. I was like,
that gave me chills.
It did me that day too. And that really sat with me, because
a saving moment. Like, we just need to sit there, because someone listening to this is going, her sister just said what to her? She said she was lucky that she got all of this trauma. And I want you to hear the message in this, because those that follow me have, right? Like, our vibe attracts our tribe. So if you're listening to these shows, there's a reason why you're listening to Martha's story right now, because she is helping you see that what you went through was to create, refine you through the fire of that trauma so that you can do the work that's next.
Yeah.
Because God knew you needed it and could handle it, and all those things are for you. So I don't want to interrupt you. I'm so sorry, but man, that was a powerful revelation.
It was.
Revelation.
Revelation
that your sister shared. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Okay, so sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so when she said that, it literally was like, okay, that's so poignant to all the work that I've done over the last 19 years to get to where I am today, right?
Yeah.
And when you asked me, what am I doing with these rocks now? Yes, I just wrote a book, and I get to share all of the rock moving that I've done and my past cult experience and my coaching program. But it's even more than that. It's that I get to say, yes, these things I have been through, but now I'm using them for the glory of God, for the glory to bring light, to bring love, to bring in the darkest places that people have experienced. I'm using my voice, my book, my coaching, my love of God to seep into those secret dark places that light hasn't reached yet, right? I'm bringing the light to those places because I've done the work, because God put that resilience in me, that fortitude in me, that courage in me to say, no, these things are not going to define who I am. I'm not always going to be known as the abused cult girl, but I'm going to do something else with my life that has meaning. And I'm stepping into what that meaning is now. But I wouldn't have been able to do that without moving all of those rocks out of my book bag. And, yeah. You know, this is not to say I don't still have rocks, right? We always still have rocks and we're always still healing. I'm still healing.
We're constantly picking them up. Even if we're laying some out, we choose to pick them up because we're just in these, my husband calls them meat suits. I love that because it's such a demeaning term, but you know, these bodies that we have, we just have these human habits of picking things up that are wounds and don't serve us. And we gotta go through it, right? That's part of the process, but I love it. So tell me about this book. You shared the information with me, but tell our listeners about this beautiful book that you've created about this journey.
Yeah. So I created this book. It's called Glory Going All In. And Glory is, I was named by the cult leader from our cult, and my name is Martha Glory. But I used to hate my name because, well, cult man gave it to me. But I have stepped into the providence of what God knew long before my name was ever given to me, right? Mm. And now I am, I'm really using that to give back to others. And so Glory stands for God's love, overflowing, restoring you. And that also rolls into my coaching program, which is Going All In. It's a trauma recovery coaching program. So my book is a 3-part book. It's my cult story is the first part. The second part is my healing journey. And then the third part is my trauma coaching program, the principles of my trauma coaching program. So this has been a labor of love, but it's also been, it's really helped me to understand just how far I've come and how many rocks I have moved. And it's really given me the ammunition and the motivation to keep on doing what I'm doing because this is what God's called for me to do.
Martha, that's so beautiful. So, okay, I bookmarked that right at 11:11. So I'm all about numbers. Numbers just excite me. So 11:11 is just confirmation to me that everybody needs to hear this story. We're having this at the right time for those that need to hear this. And I would love for you to share just a couple of things that they can expect to see in that third part of your book where you talk about the healing transformations that you help people through. What could someone expect? Like, what are the top 3 things that they would learn in that so that they'll be, one, supported by just listening to you and connected to this? Because we always want to serve first and add value. So even if you never ever buy the book or work with me, work with Martha, you will get value out of listening to this conversation. And 2, they'll be enticed where they will, like, they can't help themselves. They need to know more. So they need to buy the book.
So, what they can expect is that I'm going to be authentic and I'm going to be honest with them. Healing is a choice, but it's also work. So I'm not going to lie to you and say that you just snap your fingers and you have healing, because that's not the journey, right? My journey has been arduous, and I've been very honest in the book about how hard it was. But what I can do now that I've been through that journey is I have the tools that I've accumulated that have helped me. So now you don't have to go find them, right? Like I have resources, I have tools, I can teach you those things. But I'm going to also hold your hand. My journey has been very lonely because nobody could identify with cult trauma, right? Like cult trauma is just not, it's becoming more well known because of Netflix and Hulu and some of the documentaries that are out now. But 19 years ago, when I got out of the cult, nobody knew what cult trauma was. And so nobody could identify with me. And so I had to do the work on my own, and it was very lonely. So I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest advocate, but I'm also going to require you to be as invested, if not more, than I am in your recovery. Because I say in the book and I say in real life, like, if your biggest investment is not in yourself, then we can't work together, because you have to care and love about yourself more deeply than I will, your husband, your wife, your children. You know, like, you have to be able to love yourself enough to say, I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to get into the deepest, darkest parts of myself and whatever I'm carrying that needs to be let go in order to heal that. And that healing there's many levels of how we heal that, right? Forgiveness is a huge one that a lot of people get stuck on. I teach you how to forgive. And that sounds really weird, but forgiveness isn't for the other person. Forgiveness is for me. Forgiveness is for you. And understanding in a really like layman's term way, how to forgive and how to prepare yourself for forgiving. That's a real thing that I had to learn the hard way and I had to learn the long way. And so there's principles like that, that I take the time to lay out. And then I say, what are we ready for? Where are we starting? Because everybody doesn't start at the same point.
Right.
And so, you know, the first point is that you have to choose you. But other than that, everybody starts at a different point based on the principle. So,
I'm here to hold your hand. That is my mantra for this year is I get to choose me. And I love that you just said that. That is such an affirmation for me. So in the book, you talk about forgiveness. Obviously, that's a huge part of any kind of trauma is finding forgiveness, as you said, because forgiveness is truly you letting go and blaming someone else for the trauma that you choose to continue to carry. Because they did it once, you're doing it to yourself every
over
single
and over
that you can
yeah.
get up.
Yeah.
So just that realization, if anyone's listening to this and carrying the spirit of unforgiveness and that heaviness and the bitterness and the trauma and reliving it and letting it come up every single day. And I say letting because you're allowing it by your thoughts and what you
correct
continue to pick up. I believe that because I've experienced it too. Being able to let go, you're not, I think this is the biggest thing that I see people connect forgiveness to that is incorrect, is you're not saying what you did is okay.
Right.
When you forgive someone, you're not giving them permission or dismissing what action they did.
Right.
You're saying, I let go of the pain. And understand that what you did was about you, not about me.
Correct. Yeah. And I'm no longer going to let you have the power to hold that over me any longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm no longer going to pick it up. I'm no longer going to hate you for it. We're just going to leave it all there. Mm-hmm. And
because hating takes energy. Anger takes energy. Bitterness takes energy. Right. Takes way more energy than forgiving and loving. Right. And so the faster that you can learn how to let go of anger, bitterness, all of those things that are connected to unforgiveness, the faster you learn how to let those things go, the freer you will be and the lighter you will be energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, because those things are so heavy to carry around. Anger is so heavy and it's so bad for our bodies, minds, and spirits. It's toxic. Yeah.
It is. I truly believe, and I wouldn't have believed this years ago, but I believe it now that when we hold all of that, we are literally inviting cancer to just take root.
Yes.
In our bodies. And
sickness truly, in general. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So the other thing that I have personally experienced and maybe you have as well is sometimes we continue to carry the shame, the anger, the hate, the bitterness, the unforgiveness. And we don't see it this way, but it's serving us because we get to choose to be the victim. This happened to me. Now I have an excuse. And please hear my heart on this because when I have an excuse why I get to play the victim, when I have an excuse why I get to stay small, it's a safety mechanism. It's how your heart, your mind, your spirit is trying to hide and stay safe. Because if I let all that go, now I don't have any excuses. Now I have to be vulnerable again. Now I have to risk getting hurt again. Or now I have to just be seen. And all of that is unfamiliar and scary. At least the anger and the unforgiveness is familiar.
Yeah.
So do you go into that process in your book too?
Yes. Yes. And those are all protection mechanisms, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they do serve us for a time.
Right. And not in a healthy way. We're not saying it's healthy. Right. We're saying you're consciously right. choosing this for a reason.
Right. And then one day, in my case, and this probably happened to you as well, one day I woke up and I was like, huh, what if all of these things don't have to be what I'm saying they are? What if God created me for more? What if I can love myself? What mm-hmm. if I can identify with this person that I like see in the mirror, right? Yeah. And then what if I reclaim her? What if I change the narrative today? Right. And then that the difference there is you go from being in survival or being the victim of to saying, no, I'm done and it's time to be a warrior. Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about in my book is that how do we get from I'm just surviving, I survive this stuff for me, right? To saying, right. no. It doesn't define me. It's not who I am. It's never going to be who I am again. And it's time to be a warrior for something that's bigger and better than I can ever imagine. Right.
Yes.
And that's where I'm moving into now, where I'm ready to say, okay, God, like take me where you got planned for me. Cause your plans are always bigger and better than mine. And I'm ready mm-hmm. to go because I've done the 19 years of hard, hard, laborious healing and I'm still healing. Right. But I'm ready for God to use me because I have something to share. I have something to help others. I have something to motivate and inspire because I've done the work, right? And I know every excuse because I made them all.
Right? Oh my gosh. So do you name the cult in your book or is it unnamed?
I do not. Well, I named it when it was first started, but then I don't name it as it is now because my sister is still there. I still have one sister there. And so
there are people that are still, because it's been obviously still
inactive. It's still active. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So anyone that self-identifies, how can they best connect with you? Obviously, they need to get your book. Where can they find that?
So it'll be on sale on June 11th on Amazon, and it'll be all posted on my social media as well. The best way is to find me on social media on Instagram or on Facebook or LinkedIn. But also you can go to my website and all that information will be in the show notes. So
yes, we will definitely tag all that. You've provided all that for me. And so they can connect with you, click on the link and click over. But in the meantime, what is another way that they can best connect with you? Obviously, you have the coaching program too, where you not only they can listen to you, they can read the advice, but now they can actually really get that accountability and support because we're humans and it's going to be great. We're going to have that honeymoon period where the first 30 days or 14 days is great. We're really inspired. And then life kicks back in and emotions kick back in. And it's hard. And it's hard because we kick back into old habits, right. Which is why accountability and coaching is so important.
Yeah.
To completely reconstruct. When we're talking about a mindset and a habit, we have the Navy SEALs of the world who just make a decision in 1 second and they do it. And then we have the rest of society who needs that support and accountability, that reminder, that check-in of you're good. You're still on the path. This is a thing. This is emotion. This is how you feel. This is not the truth. So tell us a little bit about that. We've got just a few minutes left, but I really want them to know how they can connect with you. Do you have, you know, small offerings, big offerings? What is that?
I do. So I do one-on-one coaching. I also do group coaching. Mm-hmm. And then I also do periodic check-ins as well. So there's different levels to my program. All of that information, you can email me, you can follow me on social media and I can get you that information. I really try to cater to what the person needs, right? Like mm-hmm. I want to be accessible to as many people, but it is an investment. It's an investment in yourself. And right. so I want to share the value, but I also need your buy-in to say you are worth the investment. And so, yes, I will do what I can for, you know, to work with whoever wants to work, but you have to be invested in yourself first. And, you know, that's huge for me because you can pay me as much money, but if you're not making the investment in yourself, I'm wasting my time and your money. So you have to make the investment in yourself first.
I love that. So you and I both met at an event where we were both investing in ourselves because as coaches and as people who are servant leaders, you have to fill your cup first.
Yes.
And so Martha and I met at an event with Michael Faber and his Unleash You Now team and Mastermind and the Movement Maker. Such a great event where people were just authentically pouring into each other. So I know that you don't just talk the talk, you walk it. Like you're out there doing the healing, you're doing the work, you're out there pouring into you so that you have something to pour into them. Yeah. And it's completely unethical to ask someone to do something we're not willing to do.
Correct.
So I love that I can say with all integrity, I know Martha's doing that because she's doing it with me. Like we're both out there in the trenches with Michael and the team investing in ourselves. So if you resonate with this conversation at all, if this is part of your journey, I want you to know that there's help, there's hope. This beautiful face on the screen is proof of that. And so know that you can become a courageous warrior, that you can get help, hope, and healing, and you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being on the show. Any final words that you want to share? And then I have one final question.
The only thing I just want to share is that, you know, light is the most important thing that we can offer the world, right? Mm-hmm. And darkness is just the absence of light. And so if I can be that for anybody, I'm here and I'm doing what God's called me to do. So thank you.
Oh, I love that. It's so beautifully said. And we wouldn't appreciate the light if we didn't go through the dark. We wouldn't even know the light was there.
Correct.
So I love that. So beautifully said. So at the end of my shows, I love to get a favorite resource or things that you like to share with someone. I always share my Remarkable. That was one of the things that one of my guests shared with me. And I was like, that is life-changing because I love pen and paper, but this one's a digital. So what is your thing that you feel is saving you either in your business, personally, health-wise, diet-wise, whatever it is? What's a great resource that you want to leave with our listeners?
So, me, right? Like I journal and I do yoga because those are the things that center me. You have to find what it is that resonates with you that allows you to center you in order to clear all the noise, to clear all the yuck, right? You have to find something, whether that's taking a walk outside, whether that's playing the piano, whatever it is, you have to find something that allows you to clear the noise. For me, it's yoga and journaling. Journaling is the safe space that I create for myself so that I don't sound like I'm word vomiting when I'm talking to you or I'm talking to a friend, right? It helps me to simplify what's going on up here because there's always a lot going on up here. And so it all allows me to—
After all your healing, Martha, you still have all this stuff going on in your head? You're still human? What?
Right. Can you believe it?
You didn't arrive?
You need, right. There is no arrival point. There is no like point like stop, healed. Yes. No, that doesn't
exist. That is something. I feel like that's one of my biggest aha moments in the last couple of years is like, we think about if, when I get there, right? If, when, and there are three of the biggest joy stealers.
Yes.
Of our lives.
And misconceptions. Because they don't exist.
They're lies. If you can just be happy here.
Yes.
And not wait till you get somewhere else or get to another level.
You're going to be happy when you get to whatever level. Yes.
You can enjoy the whole process and whatever comes next. And whatever comes next is going to be bigger and better than it could have been because you've enjoyed the whole way. So
exactly.
You didn't miss out on things.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for just being so real and beautiful and authentic and sharing that with our listeners. And we'll definitely tag the book. We'll make sure that we update it when the book is live with the Amazon link so they can just go straight to that or your website, wherever you prefer to buy it.
Thank you so much for sharing your light. So fun. I'm so glad I ran into you at the Nashville conference.
It was fabulous. And you were a light there and you just continue to be a light. So thank you so much. And Rock Movers, we just want to continue to share that you get to keep moving those rocks, but you don't have to do it alone. Just keep doing it one rock at a time. We'd like to thank Martha for joining us today and being such an amazing guest, being vulnerable, real, and sharing her amazing story. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as we did. And I want to personally thank you for tuning in, for watching this either on Spotify, your favorite podcast on Apple, or on YouTube. We're on all the platforms, so thank you for showing up for us. As a thank you, I have a free gift. So if you haven't learned your self-worth archetype yet, I have a free gift for you so you can tap into your self-worth superpower, learn your self-doubt kryptonite, and maximize your confidence. Want to know more? Contact me at CoachKarenGray.com. And finally, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to the Rock Movers so that you stay updated on the most recent episodes, because we have a lot more coming that you are going to love. And if we're not already connected on social, I would love to get connected. You can find me at Coach Karen Gray on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I hang out mostly on Instagram and LinkedIn these days, but would love to get connected and let me know how I can support you to keep moving those rocks one rock at a time. See you on the next episode of the Rock Movers.